spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you are with us. We're going to be joined by Usama Dakdok here at the very beginning of the broadcast. I guess the solar eclipse is underway, and we're all still here. Everything seems to be going fine, and let's pray this turns out to be a big, gigantic nothing. But I'll tell you what, it won't be for lack of the media sure fanning the flames. How about, my wife said this morning, I'm so ready for this eclipse to be over just so I don't have to hear about it anymore. How many of you are sick of hearing about it? Well, I am. I'm absolutely sick of hearing about it. There are so many more important issues out there. But maybe, folks, that's exactly why this has gotten so much press attention. Because the hype, it sells, and it attracts eyeballs. You know what I have found? If you want to attract the biggest audience, do something that's an inch deep and a mile wide. You'll attract a really big audience, because unfortunately, there are not a lot of thinkers left anymore. This is why, you know, so many of the groups out there, conservative groups out there, pick one issue, and it's just the lowest common denominator issue that they can pick, and they ride that thing all the time. They're one note, you know, Johnnies. That's all they got. And they do that on purpose, because if they go above a certain level, they lose a vast majority of the people, because we're living in an era that, well, frankly, people just aren't that bright anymore. They're not that intelligent. If you ever want to see proof that evolution is not true, Darwinian evolution, all you got to do is look at the average IQ of the average American. Because if we're getting better and better and better and evolving, we should be some of the smartest people on the planet. But reality is the American people are becoming dumber and dumber and dumber. But yet I think this fits exactly what the Bible says will happen, that people will lose the ability to think and reason and logic and context, and they will lack in what? Knowledge. They will lack in knowledge. What is knowledge? Acquisition of truth. They will lack in wisdom, the application of that truth. Yesterday afternoon, my wife enticed me out of the home, which is not easily done. I have everything I need in one spot. Why go anywhere? And what I don't have, I can have someone else go get and bring to me. So I don't have to go out and move among the people too much, because it's really, quite frankly, not very pleasant. And even my wife yesterday experienced that on spades. So we went out yesterday to one, I won't name it because I'm not going to promote the company, but we went out yesterday to one of these box stores where you can buy up all this, all this food and whatnot, you know, all in bulk. Everybody knows what I'm talking about, right? The kind of place. Note to self, don't do this on a Sunday afternoon. So I was on the air 9 a.m. Central with General Flynn's show, co-hosting that with him, and then Brannon House, Worldview Report Sunday at 10 a.m. Central. Then I spent several hours studying, trying to wrap up all the study preps for my Sunday night church service, where I have been teaching through the book of Revelation, lesson 4. And so I finished that up, and my wife said, would you like to run to that certain store and maybe stock up on a few things? We like to get big old containers of honey. We go through a lot of honey at my house, and get some bulk raisins and other things like that. Mangoes. Is that mangoes, Logan? Is that what those are? Yeah, Logan can't resist the mangoes. What, Logan? Dry mangoes. Dried mangoes. He can't resist those. He told me, don't ever buy those things again. I can't resist. And I shouldn't be eating all that. And so I went white box. Oh, grab 2 or 3 bags of that for Logan. So sure enough, we did. And yeah, yesterday afternoon, he was consuming mangoes. So we went there and got this. And you know what? I thought I had been transported to another country. It was packed, first of all. I guess that's a Sunday afternoon. My wife said, note to self, never go again on a Sunday afternoon. But folks, I was one of the few Americans in there. We live, in the Mid-South, outside of Memphis. I was one of the few English-speaking Americans in the building. I thought maybe the United Nations had come to town and was holding a conference. I'm not kidding you. I almost videotaped it. I am not kidding you when I tell you almost every people group on the planet was in that building. Many of them not speaking English. I'm talking they had the hijabs on, the Islamic hijab. There were folks from India wearing, you know, the typical uniform, if you will, the ladies of the Hindu dress. There was a lady there, clearly from like Africa. It was a beautiful, I must say, it was very beautiful. She was wearing a beautiful African dress. I loved the blue, the cobalt blue. I did say to my wife, that's a really, I love that cobalt blue in the dress. But it was a full African dress. The dress, the headgear, everything. No English. Going by, talking to her child, no English. Went around the corner, ran into a guy on a cell phone jabbering away in Chinese. I'm not kidding you. Jabbering away in Chinese. I was, again, one of the few people speaking English. Now, I know that we are you know, a nation of immigrants, right? My family came here somewhere along the way, hundreds of years ago. But with my German background, my Scottish background, my Irish background, you know, our family somewhere along the way assimilated. These people are not assimilating. And I'm just saying, I felt like I was in another country. I got to the checkout counter and I said to the gal, I said, wow, pretty much every nationality in the world is in here right now. And most of them are not speaking English. I don't understand most of them. And she looked at me and she said, that's typical. This is typical. I said, really? She said, oh yeah, this is normal. She was very, very laid back about it. Yeah, this is very normal. I said, wow, I don't get out much. She said, apparently not. And she laughed. And my wife said, no, he really doesn't. So I'm not saying this to be unkind. I'm not saying this to be denigrating any people group. But we used to be a nation. You know, what's our slogan as a nation? E pluribus unum, of the many one, of the many one. And you come from all over the world. You know, as the Statue of Liberty says, give me your tired, and you come here. But you assimilate, and you learn English, and you become an American. But no, we're African-American, we're Islamic-American, whatever. We got to have the hashtag in there. And the point I'm making is this. If you think it's bad now, what is going to be the situation in a few years? There won't be people that have any interest in American history, culture, language, traditions. I was really taken back. And maybe some of you live in parts of the country where this is normal, but this has not been typically normal here. I think some of it, of course, is we have FedEx, we have International Paper, we have St. Jude, and we're attracting a lot of people from around the world for those various international companies. And maybe it's a commentary on the education of America. Maybe we have dumbed down our educational system so much that we have to have these people come here from other countries because they have the brain power, the knowledge, the skills, the IQ to do some of these jobs. I don't know. I don't know what, but I know with our borders wide open, that now it's just a free for all. And again, we are a nation made up of immigrants. That's not the issue. The issue is assimilating and learning the language and learning the history and learning the culture and preserving the American way of life, not a United Nations way of life. But that's what we're doing. Absolutely what we're doing. And so that was my experience over the weekend, and it just reaffirmed why I hardly ever go out. Because I didn't feel so good when I got home. It made me sad. One of the things I did over the weekend while I worked, I usually have to have noise in the background. And one of the things I did over the weekend while I was working is I put on, I guess there's a channel you can get that is nothing but one episode of The Price is Right after the other. And I binge watched probably, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 hours of The Price is Right. Now, that was very instructive. On the same weekend, I just did what I did, going to that box store and literally being pretty much the minority in the building, speaking English. And I watched that, and my wife was watching this with me, and we were commenting on several things. We were, first of all, we were trying to guess what year. What year was this broadcast? And we were looking at the hairstyles, the dress, the way people dressed, the, you know, the Bob Barker's suit, you know, did he have bell bottoms? You know, and it was pretty easy to pick out. That's the 1970s. Okay, that's the 1980s. And all the episodes they were running, you can't pick what episode you watch. They just run them, and you just sit there and watch, and they drop in the advertising in between breaks. Pretty smart idea, actually. We could pick out the decade, but we couldn't always figure exactly the year. And so we were playing a little game, and you wish they would throw up the date and the month and tell you what it is. You know, here, this aired on what date. And we were watching, and I said, I think this is 83 or 84, 1983, 1984. That's my guess. And she would make her guess. And every now and then, Bob Barker, or somebody would say something to let us know, ah, it is 83, it is 84. One of them, it was a Christmas show, and they were leaving 1984, and he said, you know, maybe we all have a great 1985. So we knew. Sometimes they would describe a product or a car, and we would pick up on the date of the car. And we're like, ah. And what's the point I'm making here? And it was very interesting that this happened on the same weekend that I went to this box store, you know, in mid-South USA. And nobody looked like Americans for the most part. No one, very few speaking the language. Most of them didn't want to assimilate at all. They're all still wearing their traditional costumes and clothing from their country. I mean, the hijab, the whole nine yards. And here I'm watching The Price is Right. And I'm looking at an audience, a random selection of Americans showing up in, I guess, somewhere near Burbank, California. And I watched multiple of these episodes while I got a laptop on my lap working and studying. And my wife and I were commenting on the way people dressed. Just average Americans, many of them tourists on vacation, the modesty of their dress. The modesty of their dress, the decorum. The way they engaged with each other, the way they engaged with Bob Barker. Nobody had cell phones. No one had a cell phone, right? Then we were impressed by the prices of things, what you could buy a car for. And they were bidding, you know, and saying what they think that car cost. And I was like, can you believe you could get a car for that? And it was like Americana. It was a throwback. And it made me realize how much we have lost and are losing in this country. There were Americans of all stripes and people groups from all over the United States of America coming to sit in that auditorium in what was likely Burbank, California. So it is a wide cross-section of Americans. But guess what? They were united in their language. They were united in the culture. They were united in things that were familiar to everybody. Everybody could laugh at the jokes. Everybody could relate with one another. There was a culture, an American culture. Now, that is really a thing of the past. And isn't that how you destroy nations? We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and we are constantly adding emergency supplies to our store, WVWTVstore.com. One that we recently added was emergency gas masks. These are military-grade, military-standard gas masks. We are receiving these from a contact of ours through Israel. These are Israeli-made gas masks. This is what families in Israel would use, folks. And they know about terrorist attacks, don't they? Now you say, why would I want to have a gas mask on hand with a carbon filter? Well, there are several reasons, I think. One, the threat of biological and nuclear attack. And we also know that we are seeing unprecedented, it sure seems like it, unprecedented numbers of train derailments. Let's not forget what happened in Ohio, where the air was absolutely contaminated. I live a few miles from a train track. Lots of trains coming through carrying chemicals. If there is a spill, if God forbid there's a derailment and a spill, well, if I want to get out of the area, I would certainly first want to don a military-style gas mask, would I not? And then seek safety far away. So again, this is something we've added to our website. And you know what? Within 24 hours, we sold over 40 of these, which tells me many of you understand the seriousness of the threat, and you also want to have some of these for your family. Again, you can see our inventory at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. We have other things there, emergency EMT bags, potassium iodine to protect your thyroid in the event of a nuclear event. Too much to name. It's there. You'll find it, WVWTVstore.com. Not just emergency supplies, but also freeze-dried food. You can also use our phone number, 901-468-9357, if you'd like to order through the phone. 901-468-9357. Or again, just visit the website, WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. Okay, joining me now is Usama Dakdok. Everything seems like pretty good so far. We're still here, right, Logan? The world's still running? Okay. I don't know. Sure was a lot of doom and gloom by the media. One press conference I saw this weekend with some lady in Ohio, I think with the Department of Homeland Security, Ohio. Everybody, make sure you tap off your gas as often as you can. As often as you can, tap it off. You mean like every time I go by a gas station, 5 miles, tap off, another 5 miles, tap off. That's what she said. Tap off every chance you get. And make sure you have a paper map. Really, a paper map. Why? Is GPS going down? Cell phones going down? I mean, they have really hyped this thing. What is that about? I was trying to decide that today. Is it about money? Was this a let's declare a state of emergency and then we can apply for a bunch of money from the state capitol or even the walk from Washington, D.C.? Was it about money? Follow the money? But so far, here we are, 1:17 p.m. Central Time, and we're not reading any reports of anything going absolutely crazy anywhere in the U.S. thus far. Okay? Well, joining me now is Usama Dakdok. Hello, Usama.
Hello, Brennan. A quick comment about your first segment.
Well, that's, I'm glad the American government,
Usama, the liberals of that country are the ones who are making the decision for all these foreigners not to assimilate in this country. I'll give you a quick example. Now, if you want to be a citizen of the United States of America, you can take the exam, the 100 question in your own language. Mm. If you want to drive a car, and you need the driver license, you can take the test of the driving of the car of your own language. So now we have the test in the Arabic language for all the wonderful Muslims who come from the Middle East to drive a car or to become a citizen. We are making them not assimilate with us in this country. Anyway, so quickly, I would like to share. I need
okay,
only 5 minutes
there
of your time if we
hold,
can.
Hold right there, Usama. Hold right there. So that's very interesting because here you are from Egypt. Everybody, I think, can tell from your beautiful accent. You're from Egypt. But you came here, and I don't know if you knew the language before you got here or not. Did you?
No, I learned English when I came to America better, much better than when I came to.
Okay, so you came here, you learned the language, you assimilated, and you probably learned a lot about America and American history and culture. And I'm guessing that you're rather patriotic yourself, even though you're from Egypt. I'm gathering you have you pretty much see yourself as a patriotic American now, right?
More than all Democrats of this country, if you gather them all together.
Yeah. So
I'm not joking. I'm not being prideful. I love this country. I will die for this country. I love the flag of the United States of America. I just put my new flag in my house yesterday, and none of my neighbors who are liberals have a flag of the United States of America in their yards. Mm. I mean, that's how they're not an American anymore.
So tell me what you think about how I was walking around this big box store yesterday and the fact that so many different people were wearing their hijab, their Hindu
yeah.
customs and outfits, their African costumes and colors and headgear. I mean, I really thought I was at, you know, the United Nations had come to town and everybody was there buying up buying up groceries to stock their Airbnb or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, some intolerant guy because I'm not.
No, Brennan, I am not born. I'm an American citizen, but I'm an African. I'm an Egyptian. And I agree with you 100%. This is the invasion of America. That's not to add to the melting pot of the United States of America. That is taking over America from the American people. And sadly, the liberals of that country are doing that for themselves. They're giving this country to everybody else, but not to continue in this melting pot.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you see it as someone from Egypt. You know, it's just perfect timing what we're talking about and what we're, you know, what I experienced and you're being booked. It all just melds together sometimes. You can't plan these things. So I'm just really glad to get your perspective. All right, so now what does the eclipse that's going on right now, what does the eclipse have to do with Islam? Because you called me and said something about that. What is the deal?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, here is the deal. I'm gonna make it short and sweet. The Quran has materials, of course, the verses of the Quran, the 6,000 verses, and Muslims claim that, hey, the Quran is the perfect word of Allah. Now, the Bible also have all these books of the Bible, the 66 books, and we Christians believe that the Bible is the perfect word of God. So who is telling the truth? Now, I'm going to read to you one verse from the Quran, and I'm going to read another verse from the Bible, and we're going to look at the sun, which is almost one-third disappeared already here. I hear babies crying around me, but that's okay. It's getting colder a little bit. We lost one-third of the sun, and the nature will prove that the Bible is the perfect word of God, and the Quran is wrong. Here's what the Quran said. Quran chapter 10, verse 5. He is who has made the sun bright and the moon a light. Let me say it again. He is who has made the sun bright and the moon a light. The Quran declares that the moon is a light. Now, in the book of Job, chapter 25 and verse 5, it's amazing. They're both verse 5. 10:5 Quran, 25 Job. And verse 5, which is amazing. Here we go. The Bible says, if even the moon does not shine and the stars are not pure in his sight. So it is the opposite message, Brennan. The Quran said the moon is light, and the Bible said the moon shines not. Now, as I look at the sun with my black glasses here, I was tempted last year to look at it without, last time, 7 years ago, and I did look at it without my black glasses. Right now, I see one-third of the sun disappeared by the moon. And I guarantee you in the next hour or so, we're going to lose the entire sun because I'm here in Marble Hill area where the sun will be dark completely. And when the moon, which is supposed to be, according to the word of Allah in the Quran, is supposed to be light, will take space perfectly under the sun, between the sun and the earth, the entire area where I'm going to be with all these hundreds of people is going to be dark. We don't have any light. We're in the middle of the farm. So here's evidence. The Bible is the perfect word of God, even though the book of Job, it is the oldest book in the Bible. It's written before Genesis, before Moses was, Job was, and he wrote his book. Job told us the truth that the moon does not shine. Muhammad, 600 years after Christ, told us in his Quran, chapter 10, verse 5, that the moon is light. 100% wrong. The Quran cannot be the perfect word of God, as Muslims claim, but the Bible is. Not only about the moon and the sun and the eclipse. The most important message, and I close with that, that the Bible is very clear. God is triune. Jesus is the Son of God. He died on the cross. And he was buried, and he rose again on the third day. And he is the only way for us to get to heaven. He is the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. But the Quran said, Jesus is not the Son of God. Jesus is not God who came in the flesh. He was not crucified. He did not die on the cross. He was not buried. He never rose from the dead. He just escaped some room from the window up to heaven. And somebody else died instead of him. Who is telling the truth? The Quran, which tells me that there are seven earths and seven heavens, and by the way, the moon is a bright, the moon is light, or the Bible, who tell us the fulfillment of the hundreds of prophecies about the coming of Christ, God Almighty in the flesh, who will be the Savior of the world. I hope and I pray our dear Muslims, who may be listening to this podcast right now, and others as well, realize that the Bible is not just a book. The Bible is the perfect word of God. The Quran is not the word of God. The Quran is a book full of error and contradiction. And the best one is now proven by my own eye. I can look at it. The moon will not bring any light. As a matter of fact, the moon will hide all the light of the sun in the middle of the day, as we always see in this when eclipses take place. Brandon, thank you so much for allowing me to be on your show and share this very important fact.
Amen. Thank you.
If you have any questions, I'll stop, brother. Help me stop.
Amen. Thank you for that, Usama. All right, let me switch to another topic real quick. There is a video today that was put out by Memory TV. I'm sure you're familiar with the Middle Eastern group Memory TV, right?
Yes.
Okay, they have a video they've put out, they've released, and it's going viral today. If you're on social media tracking conservative sites, news sites, it keeps popping up over and over and over. So it's going viral, and rightfully so. This is, maybe you've seen it. I don't know if this is an imam, but it's a Muslim guy with his Sharia beard, and he is in Dearborn, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And he is speaking about his hatred of America and his hatred of Israel. And the crowd, I don't speak Arabic, but you could probably hear it. The crowd begins to chant in Dearborn, Michigan. They began to chant, "Death to America, death to America." This is in Dearborn, Michigan. This goes back to what I started the program out with. We're losing our country. These people come here, they don't want to assimilate, they don't love the country, there's nothing they like about the country other than they're here to take over, they're here to get on welfare, they're here to take our jobs. They're not here because they love America and want to be American. Now, are there some that still come here that love America and want to be Americans like Usama Dakdok? Yeah. But sadly, this is the minority now. They're here to take over. They are here to subjugate us. Listen to what this man says, Usama. Hopefully you can hear the audio. Here it is.
Sure.
We've been asked in the past, why are our...
By the way, this is a Michigan activist by the name of Tariq Bazee, International Al-Quds Day Rally in Dearborn, Michigan. This took place on April 5th. First of all, what is Al-Quds Day, Usama?
I'm sorry?
What is Al-Quds Day? What is that?
Al-Qadr Day. Al-Qadr Day, that is a day where Muslims do not know which day in the month of Ramadan. It's the night of faith. The night of faith where Muslims can pray to Allah and somehow He will hear their prayer and change their future, change their destiny if they were sincere in their prayer. So they do not know what day in the month of Ramadan, but it's Al-Qadr Day, Laylat Al-Qadr in Arabic, the faith night. That's where you can change your fate.
Change your fate. All right, here he is speaking. Here we go.
We've been asked in the past, why are our protests on the International Day of Quds, why are they so anti-America? Why don't we just focus more on Israel and not talk so much about America? Gaza has shown the entire world why these protests are so anti-America. Because it's the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities that we just heard about. And this is why Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Day of Quds, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America.
Now, what they're shouting there is death to America.
Al maut, yep, yes, al maut to America, death to America. That's exactly what they're shouting. And Brandon, this is a great evidence what we have been teaching, me and yourself, through your ministry for the last, I don't know, 17 years or so. It's true. They don't love America. They hate America. They want nothing but the destruction of America. They're not here because they love our democracy or our freedom or anything good about this land. They're here to invade, to take over, to kill America. And that is a great evidence from their own words. I'm not judging by my thoughts or by even what's written in the Quran. I'm judging by what they believe and what they shout aloud.
Death to America is what they're shouting here. Let's keep going.
Malcolm X said, and I quote, "We live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go. Any system that would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen and would support it, such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth."
So the whole system has to go. Now, does that not sound like the Marxists to you guys? Remember, the Marxists are all talking about burn down the American plantation, prairie fire, the system has to go, we got to burn down the system. And here's this Islamic dude talking about the whole system has to go. We'll get Usama's take on this right after this break. Brennan House here on VCYAmerica.org.
Consumers often ask, what should I expect when I take the Bella Grace Elixir? And the answers vary. It really depends on what your health and wellness needs are. I would consider this as your foundational core product for a whole range of health and wellness issues. Let me give you a few examples. If you're a little bit older and you have some joint health issues, some problems with mobility and discomfort, the Elixir is going to be your best friend. If you have some skin health issues, wrinkles, hydration, aging, all of those elements are going to be benefited from the Elixir, including age spots. Now, if you're in a younger demographic, maybe visual health is where you need some assistance. Eye fatigue, dry eyes, all of those are going to be benefited by the Elixir. It's a core product because it benefits so many.
MelissaHouseBG.com, MelissaHouseBG.com, MelissaHouseBG.com. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. Stay tuned for Crosstalk coming up at the top of the hour. That's if we're all still here and the world hasn't ended, as the media surely led you to believe by their coverage. Again, catering to the lowest common denominator, an inch deep and a mile wide. They can talk about that, folks. Oh, they can talk for days about this eclipse, but they will never report Fox News, I don't think Newsmax, they will ever report on what we're doing here today, what we're showing here today, or what we show most days. They got to keep it real simple for most of their dumbed-down audience, as well as to make sure they're not offending any of their investors, because I have to wonder if some of their investors aren't Islamic. I think that's been the past for some of them. So be sure to stay tuned for Crosstalk at 2 p.m. Central on VCY America's. That's on 139. I see my dyslexia kicked in there, and I almost went 193. They're on 139 stations live each day, vcyamerica.org with Jim Schneider. All right, so we're listening to this audio out of Dearborn, Michigan, where this Islamist is talking about the whole system needs to go in America. The whole system. And Gaza, he says, is proof. What America and Israel has done in Gaza is proof. The whole system has to go. Usama, before I play more of this, this sounds like the Marxist. This is, of course, why the Marxists are able to work with the Islamists. He's talking about the whole system. America has got to go. It's got to collapse. The whole system. Wow. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, right?
That every place where there's a Muslim in America, they all believe the same thing. If you are in Florida, if you are in Georgia, if you are in New York, the whole entire 10 million Muslim in America believe in the same thing. If there are only 10, because maybe, who knows, by the last 3 years, maybe we added 5, 10 million more. Who knows? So it's not just one city in America. The entire Muslim of America believe in that.
Mm. All right, let's continue with the audio. Here we go. Remember, folks, this is not happening in Jordan or Iraq or Syria. This is happening in Dearborn, Michigan. Here we go.
And so when these fools ask us if Israel has the right to exist, the chant "Death to Israel" has become the most logical chant shouted across the world today.
And now they're chanting "Death to Israel." They were chanting "Death to America." Now they're chanting "Death to Israel."
Imam Khomeini recognized that Israel...
Now this is the Michigan Imam, Usama Abdugulani. Okay, not to be confused with Usama Dakdok, who's on the line. Right? They have the same first name, but totally different worldview. Okay, here we go. This guy serves Satan, I think. And Usama, he's a born-again believer who serves the Lord. Here we go.
It's an evil settler colonialist project. He realized it is a cancer, and he established this day. Israel, before this, brothers and sisters, was a sacred cow. Nobody could criticize Israel. Everybody was terrified of being anti-Semitic.
Let me just stop for a minute. This guy here, he's got this name, but I'll tell you, he looks like a black American, and he talks very American. I'm wondering if this guy's just picked himself a Islamic sounding name, because he sure talks American. I wonder if this is one of the American converts to Islam. Maybe not, but boy, if he wasn't wearing the uniform and talking that way, you would recognize him as being just an average American on the street.
And who knows, maybe he is through a black American who converted Islam, as many of them convert Islam in our prison system. And it is so stupid because they believe black is respected in Islam, when in reality, black is slavery in Islam. Allah made black for because he's cursing these people and made them slaves in Islam.
Wow. And of course, they don't know that history, do they? Okay, here we go.
Everybody was afraid of them. But now the people of conscience very openly will criticize Israel. They recognize Israel for what it is. Israel is ISIS. They are Nazis. They are fascists. They are racist. The people of the world now know this.
Now they're going to go to a little child who's going to be screaming, free Palestine, free, free Palestine. So, of course, they've indoctrinated their little children like this.
Free, free Palestine.
Now they're going to chant the little children from the river to the sea, which is calling for genocide of the Jews. They train them young, don't they, folks?
From the river to the sea,
Palestine will be free.
Wow. And that's airborne Michigan. And yet the conservatives and the Christians and the patriots, they're considered domestic terrorists. But people chanting death to America, death to Israel, the whole system has to collapse. Those folks are a protected class in America now, Usama.
Absolutely. And we have to understand that when Muslims shout death to Israel, and the hatred they have against Israel is beyond imagination, that hatred is less than 1% of their hatred to America. So even if they don't say death to America, even if they don't say, if they say we love America and we love everything about this country and the democracy and everything we have, but we hate Israel. For them to say they hate Israel and death to Israel is a great evidence that they truly, truly hate America beyond measure, because their hatred to Israel, it is only the small devil. America is the great Satan. Every Muslim knows that. The whole Muslim world knows that, not just Muslim of America. The problem is most Americans do not know what you and I are talking about.
No, they don't. They absolutely don't. Usama Dakdok, thestraightway.org. Usama, as always, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Brennan. And by the way, before I let you go, the sun is almost three quarter is gone, and the moon is still dark. The Quran is wrong. Quran chapter 10, verse 5 is wrong. The moon is not a light, and the Bible is right. Job 25:5 is accurate. The moon shines not. Thanks, Brandon, for having me on your show. God bless
you, brother. Thank you, Usama. We appreciate your scholarship. All right, there's a lot going on around the world. One of the stories coming out of Brazil, a nation that we have been praying for and thinking about so much the last couple of years since Bolsonaro, we think, was removed from office with incredible fraud. And we were interviewed so many brave Brazilians on my broadcast, so many brave Brazilians. We interviewed them. Many of them, of course, had to be very careful what they said because they knew that if Bolsonaro was removed from office and they were in that little limbo at the time we were interviewing them, and the communists come in, the Supreme Court there in Brazil, run by communists, if they came into full power, they had to be careful what they were saying at that time, knowing that the government would come after them. We interviewed so many of them. I don't know if this audience remembers, folks, but they were taking our broadcast with those Brazilians, and they told us, not me saying it because I didn't know, they were telling us that they in Brazil were chopping up my interviews in Brazil, and they were putting the Portuguese language subtitles on the bottom, and chopping those interviews up and sending them all over social media. And a couple times the guest told us, we are learning more about what's happening in Brazil from you in America than we are living in Brazil. There was such a media blackout that they were using social media to find out from American broadcasters what was going on. And as I was interviewing these people several times, they told us that. We're finding out about what's happening in our own country, about the fact that in parts of Brazil, there was 100,000 people in the streets at a pro-Bolsonaro rally calling for him to remain in office because they feared the communist corruption and heist of the U.S. election, which all everything I said then and even more so now points to the fact that our CIA turn Brazil over to the communist. And there's more evidence coming out all the time now. that the CIA was behind that color revolution in Brazil. And now there's strong evidence that the CIA is involved in the color revolution and communist revolution taking place in America today. But they were getting much of their information from social media. Well, it came out over the weekend that the judge there in Brazil, here's a tweet from Michael Schellenberger, who we play his clips often. Last night around 8 p.m. local time, the federal Supreme Court justice announced a criminal investigation into Elon Musk, the owner of X, formerly known as Twitter, for allegedly spreading disinformation, obstructing justice, and allowing people who Demores, this is the judge, has banned from social media to freely express their views. Demores said he would fine X $20,000 per day for every banned person Musk allows to speak. So I guess this corrupt communist judge in Brazil, and by the way, he looks like something out of a movie. Have you guys seen his picture? He's wearing this black outfit with a black cape. All he's missing is the head of Darth Vader. If they were to put the head of Darth Vader on him, he's dressing like Darth Vader. I mean, that's what you think of when you see it. It's like, that's a Darth Vader costume he's got on there, minus the head. Minus the plastic, you know, head of Darth Vader. This is the way this guy dresses. This is the head of the Supreme Court in Brazil. What is it with these guys? The head of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, to the head of the Supreme Court in Brazil. They all seem like they've just come out of some kind of villain movie, you know, with central casting. He's a creepy looking guy. He's not just creepy looking, he is creepy. He's dangerous. He's a tyrant. He's a communist dictator. He's against freedom of speech, freedom of religion. They're locking up political conservatives. And now they're threatening Bolsonaro himself with prison. Well, anyone that they have deemed that should not be out speaking on social media, if Elon Musk lets them speak, he says he's going to find X $20,000 per day for every banned person that Musk allows to speak. As such, Demores has taken Brazil one step closer to being a dictatorship. What's more, the events of the last few weeks make clear that Elon Musk is the only thing standing in the way of global totalitarianism. Without free speech, there can be no democracy. Now, my feelings about Elon are mixed because he seems to be a transhumanist. He seems to be a transhumanist. I think the guy, personally, in my opinion, is on the spectrum. Okay, I think he's on the autistic Asperger spectrum. That's my opinion. And I think he's one of these guys, you know, you just don't know where he's going to come down at any moment on any given thing. And sometimes you're like, that's crazy. I'm not for that. And other times you're like, well, that's a really good move. Thank you for that. So I say that with that disclaimer. But email is no substitute for social media platforms' capacity to share information with millions of people. The mainstream corporate news media have never been more corrupt and totalitarian. With few exceptions, they spread government propaganda as a matter of policy. Nobody demands censorship more than the corporate media, which benefit from governments shutting down their competitors. Governments are either not protecting free speech or actively participating in the war upon it. Last month, the U.S. Supreme Court held a hearing where justices made clear they were fine with the U.S. government pressuring social media companies to censor. Last week, the Scottish government implemented a law to crack down on so-called hate speech, including jokes by comedians. In Ireland, the government wants the power to send police into people's homes to search computers and phones for so-called hate speech. In Canada, the government Liberal Party wants the power to send people to prison for life for things they've said. And the European Union has empowered a teeny group of bureaucrats to decide what's true and false and engage in mass censorship. All of this is happening at the very moment that my colleagues and I have revealed that government intelligence organizations are working through non-government organizations to interfere in elections by spreading disinformation about populist activities and political candidates. In other words, governments are demanding censorship in order to protect their ability to spread disinformation.
Making matters worse, governments are directly financing corporate news media. I never thought in my life would live to see the rise of totalitarianism in Western countries. Wow. Phone lines open, my friends. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, 1-800-347-9829.
A lot of people are having great success with a weight management program with Bella Trim, but it's just a tool. In terms of ingredients, Chromex or chromium picolinate improves the actions of insulin, so you have better glucose management, and in addition, it promotes fat utilization. Fat utilization, or fat burning, is also a feature of metabolate, which are two botanicals that stimulate a switch called AMP kinase, and so you tend to burn fat, reduce belly fat or visceral fat. Who doesn't want that? Metabolate has the ability to stimulate satiety or reduce those cravings. That's really very, very important. And it does that by raising GLP-1 levels. In addition, we've addressed the microbiome by using prebiotics. Healthier microbiome, better weight management.
MelissaHouseBG.com, MelissaHouseBG.com, MelissaHouseBG.com. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. All right, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, 1-800-347-9829. You can talk about anything that we have mentioned on the air today. Phone lines are wide open for you, 1-800-347-9829. I have some guests already scheduled tonight for Brandon House Live at 7:30 Central. Worldview Report, 7 p.m. Central. Brandon House Live, 7:30 Central. And I will be also addressing another video that's going absolutely viral today. And that is a video of a, and I'll show the court or the government papers. This is the U.S. senior airman Lance Castle, after refusing the COVID-19 bioweapon. There is a video of him being extricated from his cell. He was deemed a, quote, insider threat, end quote, given 60 days pretrial confinement. He missed the birth of his firstborn and sent to court-martial to stand trial on 5 UCMJ charges, and he was acquitted, not guilty. No evidence. You ought to see the video. It's going viral today of the way they treated him. General Flynn tweeted about it. He said, this is so outrageous. I pray there is more to this. If there isn't more to this other than refusing a deadly vaccine, every single person from the top of the chain of command to those involved in this disastrous action directed against a fellow airman must be held accountable. The loss of trust in our armed forces is showing weariness in the ranks. And the inability of our armed forces to accomplish their directed missions is unacceptable. Our military must be trained and prepared to fight and win our nation's wars. In years of running interrogation operations against the worst of our enemies, we never treated anyone like this. U.S. Air Force senior airman was treated. Totally unacceptable behavior, top to bottom. And you'll see the video tonight. It is absolutely disturbing. And after you watch it, ask yourself this. If military personnel will treat their own colleague this way, who's wearing their same uniform, ask yourself this. Will today's drones, brainwashed drones, because they've cleaned out the military largely of the educated, and those that are left there that are educated are trying to get out as quick as they can hit retirement and take their pensions with them. Will these brainwashed cultural Marxist drones turn weapons on the American people? That video to me says, yes, they will. They'll turn on their own. Wearing the same uniform, you bet they'll turn on the American people. Absolutely. Believe it 100%. Why would I think otherwise based on the evidence? Let's go to Marcus, line one. Marcus, thanks for calling in today.
Hi, is this Brandon?
Yes, sir.
Hi, thanks for having me. I appreciate your work.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make a comment about Elon Musk. He does good stuff. I'm not a huge fan. I think he could be a good candidate for an Antichrist.
Well, you know, he sure is pushing a lot of transhumanist things. I mean, that's what I said about my little disclaimer about him. I think you and I are saying the same thing. You like some of the things he does. Other things you're like, what is he doing? But I, you know what? You, Marcus, I think it was, what, Patrick Wood I had on here the other day? Saying that Elon Musk, okay, with all of his satellites and hooking all this stuff together, the government contracts. I mean, how is he getting all these government contracts while he's also against
the whole globalist agenda when it comes to the censorship, the disinformation that they're trying to put out by shutting down free speech. It seems as though, how can he be so thick and get all this money from the government, yet do what he's doing? Is he playing both sides of the coin? Is this part of the Hegelian dialectic process? Are we being played even by Elon Musk? And the system that he's building with his satellites to tie into other satellites to set up a global satellite communication system, as we discussed in great detail with Patrick Wood, we agree, Patrick and I, that he is probably setting up the Antichrist system for you being completely tracked. The whole video we watched on this thing is you get lost in the woods, they're going to find you. They're going to absolutely find you. And then particularly you get everybody chipped. If you get everybody chipped, and why was Operation Warp Speed trying to recruit one of my friends who had been at the Office of National Reconnaissance, who's an expert on satellites, why were they trying to attract him to delay his retirement and come work for the Office of Warp Speed? Was it because the chips, the nanotechnology and the chips are going to be used with satellites to track people? So you're right. He may be setting up the Antichrist system. Let's go to Matthew. Anyway, he may be the Antichrist. I don't know. I kind of doubt it, but I think he's setting up the system. Patrick and I agree on that. Great call, Marcus. Matthew, line two. Thank you, Matthew, for calling in.
Hey, Brandon. I was just wanting to make a comment about your monologue about people assimilating.
Yes.
I drive semi for a living. And places where I go to, you see two people walking in from a truck, and one of them is the translator for the driver.
Wow.
So we're talking foreigners holding a valid CDL that more than likely can't even read the road signs, more or less talk the language.
Wow.
In my opinion.
Well, and you know what, Matthew, I got a text from another trucker. We got a text from another trucker while we're on the air telling us they see this all the time in the trucking industry and at the truck stops. So you're trucker number two saying the same thing.
Yes. And I drive in Chicago, so well, I was actually the one that called you a couple of weeks back about seeing all the immigrants living out of warehouses now.
Wow. Amazing. Well, be safe out there, Matthew. Matthew, over the road professional driver. A tough job, I'll tell you that. Let's go to Robert. Robert, line four. Hi, Robert. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Brandon. Hey, Brandon.
Yes.
A couple of things here. I haven't called you for a while, so I got to catch up.
Okay, go.
Number one, when my family left Israel, whenever they left, I have no idea when they did, but we left Jerusalem and we headed towards America. When we got to Wales, that was one of our stop-off countries, we assimilated with the Welsh by taking on the last name of Jones. Jones is the most popular name in Wales. It's the fourth most popular name in America. But our Hebrew name is Yohanan, okay? But we did that so that we could show that we're not there to change their culture, but to assimilate into what their culture was. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Number two, I'm a disabled American veteran, 100% disabled. And I am so friggin' fed up, I apologize for using that terminology. I'm not a vulgar man, but I'm so fed up with hearing about that guy over there in just across the lake from me. I'm in Glendale, Wisconsin. I'm not afraid to tell you that because I fly an American flag and I fly an Israeli flag, both of them. And they fly every day, 7 days a week. But that guy over there across the lake, he needs to be taken out.
Who is the guy across the lake?
That imam you just
the imam, the guys in Michigan, yes, they're chanting, yeah, death to America and death to Israel. Thank you, Robert, for your call. I'm out of time, but Robert had more to say, didn't he? Thank you, Robert. Hey, stay tuned for Crosstalk with vcyamerica.org. Take care. One of the ways that I think you can support us and yourself is with this collagen. It's collagen cat's claw, which is anti-inflammatory. Also, astaxanthin, loaded with antioxidants. I take it every day. Melissa takes it every day. And it's something that I have told you about the testimonials I've received. My hands are still good and healthy. They're not cut and bleeding. Normally, every winter, major cuts, major bleeding. Since December 2nd, I have not asked my wife one time for a Pepcid. now I'm drinking more coffee, and I'm still not asking for a Pepsi. Hair growth, my wife keeps going on about that. Even the person that cuts my hair is like, wow, your hair has really gotten thick. I think it's the collagen, right? I sleep better. There's a lot of things I can say personally. I have more energy. I really do. I have more energy. And so, again, I would urge you to check it out. Get a subscription at melissahousebg.com. Get a subscription so it shows up at your door. Take it once a day. I'll tell you something else it has done. It's curbed my appetite. Curbed my appetite. Another thing, people have commented, you look like you've lost weight. Well, I'm not exercising, so I would like to think I've lost weight, but I don't think so. I think what you are seeing is a decrease in the inflammation in my face, because one of the things here with this cat's claw, it's an anti-inflammatory. And I have other people telling me, yeah, my friends think I've lost weight. And when I ask them why, they're like, well, you look like it in your face. I think that's, I'm not a doctor. I think it's the anti-inflammatory decreasing inflammation in your face and puffiness in your face. So there are a lot of benefits I could go on and on about personally. That's my personal testimony. But if you go to melissahousebg.com, you can read the science behind all of it about sleep, about anxiety, about energy, and so many eyesight. Well, if you go to melissahousebg.com, you will see the clinical trials there, and there is a lot about the benefits, including what it does for your eyesight. So again, we really believe in it. We take it. We wouldn't bring it to you if we didn't. Melissa found it. She started taking it. It's greatly helped her sciatic nerve and other issues. And so then she got me on it December 2nd, 2023. I don't hesitate to tell you that I have to have it, because the benefits for me have been so positive that I absolutely want to keep taking it. I hope you'll do it. I think it's a great way to support your health and to support us at the same time. MelissaHouseBG.com, MelissaHouseBG.com, MelissaHouseBG.com.